Today we visit Psalm 27. Psalm 27 is a psalm of David where he remembers the events of his past where the Lord has delivered him. It's a psalm of recollection, of remembrance, of remembering that God is with us in even the darkest of moments. The psalms oftentimes, as I've talked about before, give words to those things which seem like no words can capture. They give voice to fear. They give voice to feelings of terror and hopelessness, as well as they give voice to great celebration and jubilation. I chose Psalm 27 for this week because I came upon a readaptation of Psalm 27, which was written for the people of Afghanistan. As you know, I believe that religion should always be made relevant, that scripture should speak to our modern day. And the Psalms were written for such a time as this. In fact, the situation that we've seen unfold in Afghanistan is one that the Psalms were written almost exactly for. When a foreign enemy besieges a people and a country and unleashes a reign of terror and injustice and inequality upon them. And the Psalms give voice to the unspeakable, palpable terror that is encountered by people when their lives change in an instant. And so, this readaptation of Psalm 27 by Martha Hurwitz offers us the opportunity to examine Psalm 27 in light of this week. It reads, "How desperate do your people need to be to cling to a soaring plane, willing to choose the certainty of death over living with no hope of redemption? Please, God of justice, look upon the men whose enemies besiege them. Raise them up to a stronghold. Do not hand them over. Please, protector of Sarah, look upon the women. Shelter them in your sukkah, in the secret recesses of your tent. Please, God of compassion, look upon the children assailed by evil people, their flesh devoured in the agony of war. Please, maker of peace, let them see your goodness in the land of the living." Here ends the reading. If you go back now and you revisit Psalm 27 in its original format, as is included in the PDF guide, you will see the ways in which this psalm speaks exactly to our contemporary reality. It gives words to that lament that would lead someone to hide in the wheel well of a U.S. Air Force aircraft trying to desperately leave a country which has just radically transformed. In the PDF guide, I also included two video links for you. One of them is Clarissa Ward's, what I believe to be, award-winning coverage of the situation in Afghanistan. She is there in Kabul on the ground, interviewing all the different actors in this drama, interacting with the Taliban, with refugees, with those trying to flee. She has been someone I've admired for several years, and now she's chief international correspondent for CNN. She came to light when she covered the situation in Syria a couple of years ago, which I believe prepared her for what is now the shining moment of her career. She's a Yale grad. She's been a journalist for many years. And I've also included a video that was from a couple of years ago that helps you get to know her a little bit. I really believe that the Psalms are perfect for a time such as this. They help us pray when we have no words to pray. They help us name emotions that we sometimes don't know exist. And they help us stand in solidarity with people that we don't even know, but that we are connected to through our shared humanity and our compassion. I hope that you will join me in praying for all of Afghanistan, as well as for all of those in the world who are experiencing these feelings of hopelessness, terror, and fear, whether they be in Haiti or whether they be in Afghanistan. And as we continue this summer to read through the Psalms, I hope you begin to see the ways in which their texts can be adapted and can be transformed to speak to exactly what is going on now. Continue to be safe and to continue to practice health precautions, and I look forward to, as our world continues to heal, joining with you all very, very soon. I am in prayer for all of you and in prayer for our community and our church. May it be so. Amen.